Devotion. 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 Devotion is the complete submission of the individual will to the will divine. Devotion is adoration. Adoration is the spontaneous delight that springs from the heart. Who can be the object of our adoration? God. How can we adore Him? Through our self-surrender. Man loves. He expects love in return. A devotee loves. But he loves human beings for the sake of his sweet Lord, who abides in all. His love breathes in humility, spontaneous joy, and selfless service. A devotee sees a circle which is God. He enters into it with his soul's cry. He then silently comes and stands at the center of the circle and grows into a tree of ecstasy. A child does not care to know what his mother is. He just wants his mother's constant presence of love before him. Similar is the devotee's feeling for his Lord. Many come forward to help him in his life's journey, but he cares not for their help. God's grace is his only help and refuge. Devotion is a soul-stirring emotion. It dynamically permeates the entire consciousness of the devotee. Devotion is action. This action is always inspired by the devotee's inner being. Devotion brings in renunciation. True renunciation can never be a life of isolation. Renunciation is an utter distaste for the animal life of the flesh. It is also a total absence of the ego. A life of true renunciation is a life that lives in the world, but does not derive its values from the world. Devotion is dedication. Dedication gives the devotee his self-fulfillment. Self-fulfillment is God's infinitude. Unlike others, the devotee sincerely feels that he has nothing else in his possession save his desire for God. His desire is his jewel, God's grace is his jewel. In offering his jewel to God, the devotee binds God. In giving his jewel to his devotee, God liberates and fulfills him. Devotion. Devotion. Devotion.